Chapter 4, Burnt Sacrifice. The air was crisp, the snow had started to fall about daybreak, and Mama and I had been up long before. The turkey was freshly dressed, and the pies had been cooked and cooled the day before. Our kin were coming by at noon, and when the sawhorses were set up, the planks in place, and the large sheet set upon him, the table was ready. The men folks brought in the long benches which served as seats, and our trees thereabout gave us leaves for the centerpiece, adorned pretty with acorns. As we sat to eating after Da offered grace to our loving God, I says, "Mama, I'm thinking this is the best turkey ever." Mama's face radiated with pleasure, and I thought that all was well with my world, when Brother Tom said, "Well, it should be. It's your own pet turkey, Bert, that you're eating." My mouth was full of mashed potatoes, which we call squished taters, and I was most embarrassed because I had to swallow mighty hard to get them down so as not to splatter the folks sitting close by. I cried, "Oh, not my Bert the Turk." At this outburst, all eyes were upon me to see what I would do next. I did not know if I was disappointing them, but I jumped up, sprawling my chair on the floor, and flew up to my room and sobbed. I could hear the voices of my kin, of Mama serving my very favorite dessert, which I helped to make, thank you very much, and the annual fiddling on the violin, and the guitar playing while the women folk cleaned up. But I can tell you, I didn't care a whit, 'cause my Bert was gone, some of him in my stomach. I felt terrible sad. I suppose I must have prayed a very long time, weeping and wailing before God. But God, being like He is, calmed me down in short order. He had me see that all folks make mistakes at times. In sure shooting, it's pretty hard to tell one turkey from another at first glance. It wasn't until later he realized his mistake when he chose Bert. I thought I felt God smile because I decided to forgive my brother and be at peace with him, knowing he'd sure feel better, and so would I. I remembered the last thing I saw when I jumped up and made my ungraceful departure was the stricken look on Tom's face. I came to realize he did not mean to hurt me personal. Well, the fact is, of it all, is that I got my dessert after all, yummy pumpkin pie. I felt led to apologize to my kin for my unmannerly behavior and all. I also began to think about old Bert and decided that he would have been happy to have provided my best turkey dinner ever, even if he had to suffer an untimely death to do it. I did have one problem, though. I didn't know who to thank the most for the great dinner, Mama or Bert.